Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
I'm Adanna Austin. I am your business coach and consultant, and I work with high-end entrepreneurs like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop those strategies to grow your business, right, guys? And today we're talking about one of the biggest sales mistakes that we all make, right? We all make mistakes as we grow, right? So I'm talking to you about the sales mistakes that we make. Yesterday we did some frequently asked questions. On Monday we talked about some myths about selling, and today I just want to talk to you about one of the things that I need to take this thing off just now. Yeah, and today I want to talk to you about a really huge mistake that a lot of us make, right? And we make this mistake because we're not actually sure how to speak to our clients, and a lot of how we will learn to sell years ago in school, even when we're doing our degrees and our masters and stuff like that, does not apply anymore, right? And that's why with business you're constantly learning, you're constantly evolving, right? Especially with social media and stuff now, the way you used to sell 20 years ago is definitely not how you sell now, because your ideal clients have more access, right? They have more options, and the most markets, or a lot of markets, are now saturated. So the way you would have sold 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, as recent as 5 years ago, is not the exact way that you would sell now, right? And there are certain things that would have changed. So one of the biggest mistakes that we make, right, besides not understanding what selling is and understanding that your selling is tied into your marketing, and your marketing is where you build that know, like, and trust, so that the sale, getting the sale, is so much easier because you've spent time adding value. But the thing that trip up a lot of entrepreneurs when they decide to show up and they decide to ask for the sale is that they focus on themselves and they do not focus on their clients. Yes, I will say it again. They focus on themselves and they do not focus on their clients. And I'll explain exactly what I mean when I say that you focus on yourselves and not focus on your clients. It means that every time that you show up, every time that you do a post, you do a video, you send an email, you write a blog, you are only focused on you, right? And yes, you're telling your stories, but you have to tell your stories in relation to the challenges that your ideal clients are having, right? You're not writing a memoir, right? You're telling your stories to your ideal clients based on the challenges, or in relation to the challenges that they are having, because you want to build rapport. You want to build that know, like, and trust. You want to build a relationship with them. So when you decide to sell, you decide to show up with intention to ask for the sale every single day, right? So that you can attract those sales every single day. Your focus should be speaking to, or speaking for, your ideal clients. Right? And what does that mean? It means, for you to get around that, it means that you have to listen more. A good salesperson is a good listener, right? Yesterday we spoke about doing social listening, or macroing, like as we like to call it in the Caribbean, right? Doing a lot of social listening so that you understand and you get very clear about what your ideal clients are talking about, what they're saying their challenges are, because they are not all going to say it in the same exact way. They're not all going to use the exact same words. So it means social listening, getting really great at social listening, right? It also means asking questions. This is part of your engagement, and that is what selling is about. Asking your audience questions, right? And getting feedback from them. Yesterday I spoke about one of the frequently asked questions I got asked yesterday was, how often do I sell, and what is my process of selling? And I said, you know, I sell every day, but one of my processes is to validate my offers. And I do that by asking questions before I put something out, right? So as a entrepreneur, you have to also get into that habit of starting those engaging conversations with your audience by asking them questions, right? Questions, obviously, that are pertaining to whatever you are selling. I mean, sometimes, yes, you may have an arbitrary question like, you know, what music do you listen to if you, you know, if you're feeling down today, or, you know, what are your affirmations and that kind of thing, what motivates you and stuff, right? But the majority of the questions that you're going to ask your ideal clients on your platforms, in your emails, in your videos, are going to be questions that are related to the challenges that they are having, as well as the solutions that you are offering, because that is a big part of your market research, guys. So you have to get comfortable asking questions of your audience as well, and listening, doing some active listening to what they are saying that they are currently experiencing, right? And then it goes back to selling is about sharing value. So you are sharing value when you've listened to them and you've asked questions. You are sharing value and speaking specifically about their challenges. So my ideal clients usually tell me that they have problems marketing their business, or they have problems getting in front of their ideal clients, or they have problems creating content, consistent content, to keep their audience engaged. So when I do show up in a video, in a post, in their emails, or on my blog, or even on my podcast, I use those specific words because I've actively listened, I've asked them questions, and I'm now using the exact words that they are using when they are responding to me. And I'm using those words to share value, and then also show them the solution, right? Show them how it can be done, or how it works, right? How they can do something to make their lives better, what they can do to improve their lives. So it's all about sharing value, right? It's all about sharing value and showing your audience how things can be done, right? You want to show them, and you want to be able to explain to them exactly how you do certain things, or why you do certain things, and always tie it back into whatever challenges that they are having, right? Guys, it's about your audience. It's not about you, because people want to buy from somebody who they believe understands the challenges that they are experiencing. People want to buy from somebody who has gone through the same thing that they have experienced, right? Because then it builds that trust, because then I can say, well, yeah, she went through that. She went through depression. She went through anxiety. She went through failures. She went through different experiences that I'm also experiencing right now. So she would understand exactly why I'm feeling this way. And if she has gone through this thing, and she can show me exactly what she has done to move her from where she was to where she is right now, then it makes sense, right? Then I can trust this person, and then it's easier for me to then buy from this person. It's easier for me to say, okay, let me pay you to solve whatever challenge I might be experiencing. Guys, you understand what I'm saying? So when you have decided to get off the couch and take selling seriously, right? You have to say to yourself, it's not about me. It's not about Adana. It's definitely not about Adana. It's about my ideal clients. It's about what are they experiencing right now? What are they challenged with right now? And what do I have what skills, what knowledge, what tools, what resources do I have that I can provide to them to solve whatever challenge that they are having, right? And I do that by actively listening. I do that by actively asking them questions and intentionally asking them questions. And then I do that by intentionally sharing valuable information. So I will come on and say, guys, if you want to do this, then do this. These are 5 ways you can do this. These are 10 ways you can do this. Try this method. Use this tool. Because it's not about me. It's about your ideal client. So whether you're selling a product or a service, that is what you think, that's what you want to think. What are the challenges my ideal clients are experiencing? How can I speak directly to my ideal clients using the words that they are using? How can I engage directly with my ideal clients so that it is easy for them to say yes when I provide them with a solution? And then I tell them, okay, the next step is for you to pay me to do the other part, or to provide you with the tools to do the other part. Right? It's all about them. It's not about you. And I say this even as you are sharing your stories, because we know that storytelling is such a huge part of your content creation piece, right? Even as you're sharing your own stories, your story has to tie into the challenges that they are having, right? Or the solution that you are offering. It has to make that connection with your audience, because you want to share stories that when they read those stories or they listen to those stories, they can say, oh yes, I definitely get that. I've experienced that. I've thought that, you know what I mean? This is what I'm going through right now. There has to be a connection. It has to be a connection. Utilize the words that they have said that they, you know, the same words that they use when they are talking about the challenges that they are experiencing. So in all of my years of coaching and all of my years of doing marketing and public relations, that is one of the biggest things I have found with entrepreneurs, right? When I go and do my social media audits, or even my website audits, even when I'm doing, you know, doing like a marketing audit, you know, one of the biggest things that we always have to do is to change the language. When you look at the bios people use on their LinkedIn pages or their, or any one of their social media platforms, or the words that they use on their websites, right? It's all about me, 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 me. No, it should be all about your clients. It should be all about your clients and talking to them. This is what you're experiencing. This is how I can solve it. Not I have a master's, I have a degree, I have a this, I have a that, I have a da, 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 da. No, right? You have that about page for a reason, and that about page is that. But the rest of your website should be talking about the solutions, right? You should be answering frequently asked questions. You should have your contact. You should be breaking down the different ways that they can buy from you and the different things that they can buy from you. Because every time you show up, you are supposed to be saying to yourself, besides, how can I inspire them, motivate them, educate them, and even entertain them? What are they experiencing today? What is their challenge? How can I speak about that challenge specifically?
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com. Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.